Pamela Parra is a dance instructor who uses her art form to help people of all ages gain confidence and learn self-love through dance. She's the director of La Femme, an all-ladies professional heels team. Here in a little bit, we'll tell you what that means. Her main focus at La Femme is to encourage her team to view themselves as independent, strong, confident women, and to help them understand how to love and respect themselves, all while booking professional dance jobs locally and out of town. Today, my guest is Pamela Parra. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello. I'm happy to be here.
So, Pamela, let's tell the people, what is a heels team?
Heels is a type of dance now that has developed mainly for backup dancing. But it's a heels team that we dance pretty much every style. We do hip-hop, a little bit of Latin, and we're all doing it in, like, 4-inch stilettos and up. So it's really fun, great exercise, and it just keeps the girls really motivated and in shape and all that.
How
it's
did
really nice.
You, I know, I see, you know, you see Beyonce, you see J-Lo, and they're getting down and they're doing
yes,
all
in
these
the
moves.
Heels. Uh-huh.
Yes.
So that's pretty much what it developed into, is as well as them, as their backup dancers are required to be in a heel. And it's something very popular in L.A. And when I went to L.A. to go train, I saw it and I just loved it and just brought it back.
Everybody thinks they can do it and then you do it. And it's like, oh, this is not easy.
Yeah, it's so hard. It's so hard on the legs, especially. It requires so much strength.
How does one get to the heels level? Like, do you work through the different shoes or do you just dive in?
I have a optional. So my classes, I have different levels, but my beginner's ones, I do leave heels optional, just so sometimes it's easier to get used to the movement without a heel if you've never danced before.
Yeah.
But once you're ready for a heel, I encourage like a booty, like your winter booty. It doesn't have to be high. The height is like up to you.
Right.
But I recommend something just because some movements are a little bit easier up in a heel. But you can start at whatever level and you just build your way up. It usually takes girls around maybe like a month or two to feel comfortable to like start raising up the heel.
I know, because like to see you dance, it's like, I want to do that. And then it's like, oh. It's
no, but you totally can.
You can.
I have, yes, I have girls. I mean, that take my class. I have little ones that are like 8 years old. But I have girls that go up to 30 plus, 35. I've had, I think, 45 in there. It's
really,
it's really for
so
everyone.
There's hope for somebody.
Yes,
like me.
No, of course. Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Right. And you're talking all about like empowerment and
yes.
being confident. It's just about getting in there, right?
Yes, I think that's the fear is what stops most girls. I get so many girls that come back from or haven't danced since high school.
Yeah.
And it's been years, 5, 10, 15 for a lot of them. And they're just scared. But it's really like within the confidence that if you have it, you're going to get it. It's like
right,
if you stop down
there, right?
yourself. Yeah.
So how did you start dancing?
I used to dance folklorico when I was little, when I was like 3 years old. My mom put me in it, but it was there for like 3 years. And then I stopped. I was a competitive swimmer for like 10. And then I rejoined or I danced again at 17, 18 years old. And I started at a studio here doing ballroom. And then I loved it and I fell in love with it. And I studied at NMSU to get my bachelor's in dance education. And it just kind of kept
it's just been going,
just going. Yeah, my plan was to major in business and it just completely switched. And
well, it sounds like you have a dance business going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, so it's like I didn't know that that was happening. You know, my path, I think, at the moment, but it was cool. It kind of connected everything.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
So if somebody is looking to dance, let's say maybe you're not ready to get into the heels, but you want to get some moves. How do we find you or how does that work?
You can just follow me on my Instagram on PamKicks2210. I post all my classes there. We have classes all over El Paso, really, that are offering. Our staff is amazing. And we have a lot of teachers here that have a lot to offer.
And did you know them through, like, you learning your dance or at school?
A lot of them have been my students and just have developed with, like, amazing talent. And they're just so amazing. And they've gotten an interest to teach. So I just guided them. In the
so,
right
okay,
direction.
We're
yeah.
gonna do this.
Well, we need more teachers. We need more people to be able to share the knowledge, and they've experienced a lot, so it's cool.
I love that. And you know, dance is, it's universal, right?
Totally.
You have somebody like you that's trained, but then you have somebody that's just getting down at a party.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
it
that
all counts, right?
They have a lot to offer, like
yeah.
just because they just need guidance in teaching or just in a different setting, but it doesn't mean they don't know how to dance. You know, it doesn't have to be through school or through a studio. There's a lot of different outlets.
It's just channeling in and what is it? Just Well, what is it? Is it counts? Is it,
balance? It's every musicality. It's everything. It's how the music moves you, and it's cool.
Did you always have that in you? I mean, it sounds like your mom put you in folklorico, but like, was it because she's like, I always liked it.
Yeah. I was always in talent shows, and like, since elementary school, we were in a little team. It was like five of us, my sister and friends, and we were just through talent shows, and that was like our thing. So I've always loved the stage side for sure.
I love what you're doing in that, you know, I see your videos and it feels very modern and very like right now.
Yes.
And maybe even the future,
yes.
You know, and it's so nice to know that that kind of dancing is being taught here, because I think most folks think that if you're going to dance classes, you're learning ballet or tap, mm-hmm. or even more regular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Now it's definitely more modern. It's been a thing, but it's just got more exposure. I think as social media has picked up as well. You see it more from LA now. So it's kind of got everyone's attention, I think, a little bit more.
So tell us about that, because you said you went to train in LA to learn.
I hope to go for a long time, but mm-hmm. I usually take like 2 week little trips as much as I can to go train and take classes to just keep educated in what I'm teaching. It's kind of like as doctors, you kind of have to keep updated with the new surgeries. Kind of, it's the same thing.
It's ever evolving.
Mm-hmm. So I like to go up there, kind of get a scope of things. And it was crazy because the heels world, since I was a ballroom dancer and then I crossed into hip hop later on in life, I felt like it was kind of like both combined into heels, because ballroom is heels. I mean, it was just a little higher.
Yeah.
And like the styling, I mean, the ballet flamenco training that I have also helps, but I think the worlds just emerge really easily. And it was cool when I went to LA and saw that, and I was like, I have to bring this back. Like,
this is
what I need to focus on. I found my like focus that I wanted to do in dance.
That's so amazing, because I saw you and I'm like, wow.
Thank you.
That's all I can think. You know, this is so cool. And it's so cool that you're doing it here in El Paso.
Yes, I'm trying to grow it. There's so many talented dancers here. It is crazy. And we're, I think, slowly being put on the map as considered as like a bigger city and not just so small. And that goes for dance world too. Like, people are getting more eyes on us, and we just have to keep evolving. So
right.
It grows and grows and grows and continues to grow.
Okay, so you're building the skills, you're building the confidence, you're building the abilities. And then you also have this nice little twist at the end where, okay, and you also got a book.
Yeah,
you know,
on top of it.
Yeah, you got to work, right?
Yeah, I mean, because I have on La Femme, we have a little bit of different girls. There's girls who love this as a hobby that is everything to them as a team. And then they have the girls who are like, want to go book to be dancers for these artists. So it's kind of balancing both, but it's a good push for everybody. I mean, it's hard. They have to be everything in shape. You gotta be the part to be able to book these jobs.
Right,
so
right.
It's cool.
And
yeah.
Are those opportunities here more and
yes,
more?
Yes, we've gotten opportunities to dance here with some artists that come in. So it's cool. We get in contact with their managers and they let us back up dance for them. So that gives
so
us
cool.
opportunity. Yeah. I'm like, it's so hard though to like try and like figure it all out, you know, because I'm like,
and
no
I
one's
imagine
taught me.
It's got to be fast, right?
Yeah. It has to be. We usually do them within like 2 or 3 days, and it's like costuming, figuring everything out. But we totally take on the opportunity. I mean, because we don't get it often.
So when was the last time you got one of those opportunities?
We danced with Dub T. He's a rap artist here who just got a song signed with Sony.
Yeah.
We danced with him maybe like 2 weeks ago.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we've gotten some Latin artists too. So it's really cool. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And then as far as like national bookings, how does that work? Or are you still trying to figure that out?
I'm still trying to figure it out. We have gotten asked to do shows like in Mexico and stuff because of Juarez.
Sure.
But as far as branching out, we're still trying to get out there. I've gotten to go around more as a teacher. So I think that's good, like planting little seeds.
Right,
of like
hey,
my team
here.
Like we're far away of everything, but we're here.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
That's what's so hard, that like from LA it's 12 hours to Houston, Texas, anywhere deep it's 12 hours, 10 hours, so
right,
it's a little bit of a struggle,
but I love that you're making it happen.
Yeah, well, know? Because it's a big crossing point, like El Paso mm-hmm. is like right in the middle, so it's like, and we do have a lot of concerts and stuff here, so
it's happening.
Yeah. Slowly. We're getting there.
Right. Yeah. But it takes people like you to like jump in there and create it. And so that when folks come in from out of town and don't expect it to be here, mm-hmm. and it is here.
Yeah,
and not only
so
is
cool.
it here, y'all are doing it right.
Hey, thank you.
It's here and then some.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a beautiful thing to see.
Thank you. It's been so fun with them.
Now, while you're here, before you turn into a huge star and the rest of us want to dance with you, How do we do that?
Just message me. You can DM me, email me, just and I'll give you my schedule. You can find me. My classes sometimes switch, but right now I'm teaching Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I also offer privates if you guys are interested. Rate is really good, and we work on anything you want. It can be heel. It doesn't have to be heels based either. We can do technique, anything you guys want to work on.
That's so amazing. Well, congratulations on bringing heels to El Paso.
Thank you.
And on creating your own dance universe. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Today, my guest has been dance instructor Pamela Parra. She is the director of La Femme, an all-ladies professional heels team. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.